We reported to the full council meeting in early March, and at that stage we were indicating that we hoped to go to tender for the scheme in March with a view to starting construction at the end or towards the end of quarter two this year. However, in the interim, Sligo County Council has also engaged consultants to look at the whole public realm area in Sligo, in the city. And that's really in how should Sligo present its public spaces, its roads, its streets in the best possible manner that will allow Sligo to develop to become the regional centre that it's been designated as. And within that block of work, the consultants looked at the proposals in relation to the enhancement of O'Connell Street, and they made some suggestions that the project team that are delivering the O'Connell Street project felt had merit, and felt that if we're going to do this project in relation to enhancing O'Connell Street, we need to do it as well as we possibly can. This isn't about the pedestrianisation of O'Connell Street, it's about enhancing O'Connell Street, it's about making it a more pedestrian friendly street, to make it a more attractive street, to get more people onto the street, and to get more people engaging with the businesses that are on the street. And we felt that there were good recommendations in this project, and we felt that we wouldn't be doing our job if we didn't give consideration to those. So what has happened now is that the consultants engaged in the O'Connell Street project are now taking on board the recommendations or suggestions of the public realm consultants. And that means that the design process has to be delayed a number of months, which has a knock-on effect in terms of when we can go to tender, when we can start construction of the scheme. Mm-hmm. And the other issues in relation to O'Connell Street is it's not a question of Sligo County Council deciding we're going to start construction of O'Connell Street on a certain date and then carrying out the work. We have to have regard to traders in O'Connell Street who have been very patient particularly over the last 18 months with the mains rehabilitation work on the water infrastructure. And now we're coming in with another project. I think everyone appreciates that the O'Connell Street Enhancement Project will bring benefits, but we have to have regard to the traders, to what are the key periods for them in terms of their businesses during the year. And for example, the traders don't want Sligo County Council digging up O'Connell Street in the middle of the summer. Neither do they want us there in the lead up to Christmas and for the January sales. So we are going to have to work with the traders, we're going to have to engage with them, and we're going to have to agree a program for construction once we have gone through the tender process and once we've appointed a contractor.
Okay. And so is it likely to be early next year before we see any work?
Well, we would hope that it would still be possible to carry out some work this year in 2018. But it is likely that the bulk of the work will be done in 2019, again with agreement of the traders. But as I say, we're at the design stage now. We're looking to finalise the design. We're then looking to go out to tender. And once that tender process has been completed, and obviously we have to have regard to the cost of the project as well, and we will look to appoint a contractor. And working in conjunction with the traders in O'Connell Street, working in conjunction with the Chamber of Commerce, we will agree when those works will start,